We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Charlie Casserly, longtime NFL general manager for the Redskins and the Texans, now an analyst for the NFL Network. And he has his mock draft out. He's ready to talk draft with us here on 97.1 The Ticket on the Troy Laser Hotline. Charlie, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We are great. Thanks so much for joining us. Charlie, of course, is on Twitter, of course, at Charlie Casserly. And the NFL Network will have live coverage of the 2018 draft from Dallas, April 26th through 28th. Charlie, I don't know where to start. We have your mock draft out. You have Darius Geis going to the Lions at number 20, who is actually who I hope they take at number 20. Tell us why you like him there and why you like him for the Lions.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why they may not do it.
no, Charlie.
Okay, I think I have him rated as my number two running back. I think the guy's got speed, explosion, can make big plays. I think he can be an immediate threat in the passing game, which gives you an outlet on first and second down for Matt Stafford. And I've seen him have the ability to run inside with instinct. So those are the things. Now, you could take, we'll call it the New England approach, and I don't want to type Matt Patricia as New England. He's Detroit, okay? But New England had a lot of success by doing it by committee. Well, you know, when you look at the roster, they've always had Abdullah, okay, as a potential. Abdullah and Riddick as third down backs. Well, if Blunt, it can give him a year. Now, Blunt has had some years where he's been good and some years where he hasn't been good. He's excited, which it appears he is by his comments. Then he could be a first and second down back. You got your third down backs, and you go to another position, and that's the New England formula of not putting money into the running back. So I could see it going that way too.
And if they go other position, meaning I would assume defense, Vita Vey probably won't be there. Do you think Davenport or Landry would be there at 20, and do you think those would be good selections?
I don't see Davenport being there. He's one of those wild cards because there are a number of teams that need rushers. Chubb's going to go high. I've got Davenport as number two, and I think most people do too. It's just a question of whether it's Chicago or San Francisco take him in the top 10. Green Bay takes him. So I don't think he'll be there. I think Landry has a better-than-average chance, and the most fascinating thing about there is the defensive coordinator, Paul Pasquinelli, knows him better than anybody else. And that could be a guy in my next mock draft is there. So I think there's a value there, yes.
Now, the fascination of this draft outside the Lions for everybody seems to be the quarterbacks. You got five quarterbacks scheduled to go in the first round. If you're Cleveland, who's your number one?
Sam Darnold. When I just sat down and looked at the film one day of the top five quarterbacks, and that's always, to me, the best way to do it, for me anyway, he was number one. The least issues of everybody. I think the guy is good in the pocket. He's good outside the pocket. I think he's accurate. I think he makes good decisions. Now, he did have a number of turnovers this year, but most of the interceptions came early in the year. I thought he was trying to force the ball to make plays. I don't think it was just the bad decisions. He was just trying to force it to make plays. The fumbles, I think he needs to work on technique and strength there. But I've seen a lot of quarterbacks come into the NFL with that problem, and I've always seen it get solved. He's number one for me.
We're talking to Charlie Casserly of the NFL Network here on 97.1 The Ticket, Troy Laser Hotline. Charlie, as an executive with the Texans and the Redskins, I'm curious, if there was a position of need for your team, let's say you needed a running back, let's say you needed a tackle, and a guy was there, do you automatically take that guy? Or this is where one of my frustrations with the draft is the whole, well, you can get equal value in the second round, so why not take a different position in the first round? It's kind of what you're talking about with the Lions with respect to their running backs. And my feeling is if there's a guy there and he fits your need, you take him, and you don't worry about the relative position or value or maybe a similar guy is there later on. And I guess that's the real dance of being an NFL executive, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of dances there. Yeah. But No, if you're in that situation, you will have that discussion. But to me, always come back and take the player at that point in time, because you don't know what's going to happen after that. Now, obviously there's a number of good running backs in the second round, but you know what? Everybody is saying the same thing. So those guys are going to disappear. So if Geis is the guy, best guy on your board, then to me, you take him at that point in time. My point is they may not value taking that running back.
Right.
Right, because of the different philosophy, which if that philosophy has worked. And they may take, say, a defensive tackle there if there's no pass rusher and improve the defense that way.
I want to ask you about a Michigan product. He had a little medical deal. They say he's okay. Maurice Hurst, I don't believe you have him in your first round. Is he a first-round guy?
Yeah, he is. And my next mock draft might have him in the first round. I like him. I think he's got good upfield quickness. I just had other defensive tackles ahead of him. And basically the way I did my mock draft was I have my players rated, I have the team's needs, and I just start working down the checklist. And so you can have some players that are first-round players that don't go in the first round because I didn't perceive that many teams needing that position. But I like him. He's a first-round player in the 20s.
Stoney asked you about the quarterbacks and about Darnold. In your mind, how good is Barkley, and is Saquon Barkley good enough that the Browns should take him and then take whatever quarterback is left over? Or do you feel Darnold is good enough above the rest that they should take Darnold one and maybe risk losing Saquon Barkley?
Well, I'm going to go back to the question you asked me before, which is, because the answer is a little bit applicable here.
Yeah.
Barkley is the number one guy on the board. You always should take the number one guy on the board. They need a quarterback. If you feel Darnold can be a quarterback for you and can be a good one, you take him. The shotgun approach at four, I wouldn't do that. Now, if you take Barkley, then you got to think the Giants would take a quarterback and the Jets would take a quarterback. So that puts your number three quarterback. If you think your number three quarterback is basically as good as Darnold, and you're convinced of it, then you do that. Okay? But I don't know that they're going to feel that way. My guess is they're going to take a quarterback. That owner, he's going through a lot there. And he didn't, I don't know that he picked any quarterbacks. We'll see. I have no idea how they arrived at those quarterbacks that they picked and didn't pick. There's a lot of them they didn't pick that are playing. I don't think they can pass a quarterback with that first pick.
Speaking of quarterbacks, some of the other ones seem to have some sort of red flags that have nothing to do with actually playing football. People don't think, I think Josh Rosen might be too controversial. Some people call Baker Mayfield too cocky. How much do you look into their personalities when you're drafting somebody who you might think should be a franchise quarterback?
Oh, it's huge. That's huge with every position. It's huge with Saquon Barkley. There's an article that came out about him, and it portrayed him as a guy that was more interested in marketing than football. So I did some research, and that doesn't seem to be the case. The article was a great PR article for the people promoting him. On Rosen, there's a medical condition. He's had a couple of concussions. I think that'll weigh maybe more so than the personality. Personality is going to be an individual thing. I think at the end of the day, I think teams will look past that, but they got to be just comfortable with the medical. On Mayfield, at the end of the year, I interviewed in-depth seven teams on this guy. And the immaturity was an underlying factor, no question about it. Now, last week I did a poll of 24 teams in the NFL. Darnold had 17 votes for one. Mayfield had three, which was Rosen had two and Allen had two, Josh Allen. Those that liked him thought he was competitive. Those that didn't were concerned about his height and physical stature, not concerned about his personality.
Charlie, in your opinion, what's the second most important position on a football team? I think we all assume quarterback is number one.
Well, Joe Gibbs had a statement. He said the single most important position is the quarterback. The second most important position on the football team is the backup quarterback. And the Philadelphia Eagles are living examples this year of us. And in 1987, Doug Williams came off the bench and was Super Bowl MVP. So
yeah.
I really believe that because – yeah, you think about the Colts. When Manning didn't play that one year, they were 2-14 and couldn't compete. Whereas Philadelphia doesn't have Foles. There's no parades on Broad Street.
True.
Now, when you were the general manager of the Houston Texans, I'm just curious, when you're sitting in the draft room and the Detroit Lions have the second pick, I believe it was, and they select Charles Rogers, did you guys say, yeah, we got Andre Johnson, or were you considering Charles Rogers? You can be honest.
No, there was no consideration for Charles Rogers. The issues that Charles Rogers had at Michigan State and had in the pros, we weren't going to draft Charles Rogers, period. And it's one of those ones, you know, you've got to be lucky. We knew they were taking Rogers. The information was out there. And so we were going to get Andre Johnson. And did I think Andre Johnson would be as good as he was? I thought he was going to be a great player. And he turned out to be that player. So we were lucky. There's no question about it.
And you also took David Carr ahead of Joey Harrington. What went through your mind there?
We thought there was a clear difference on arm strength between the two of them. And that's the number one thing there. I mean, I think I don't want to knock Joey's personality, but we like David. David was married. He was mature. You know, what happened to David is more my fault. We had an offensive line set after the expansion draft, but our two tackles, Tony Baselli and Ryan Young, basically never played for us because of injuries. And then I couldn't get the thing straightened out after that. So he never had the pass protection, to be fair to him. But arm strength was a major thing. In our offense, we wanted a big arm.
The draft starts Thursday night. NFL Network will have live coverage of the 2018 NFL Draft from Dallas, April 26th through 28th. Fox will air NFL Network's coverage of rounds 1 through 3. Charlie Casserly will be part of that coverage, and he was with us here this morning. Charlie, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the draft.
Great to be with you now.
All right, thank you. Charlie Casserly joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.